Hi, folks. Today I am just so excited to introduce you to a woman named Holly Hedgecock. And she has just the most wonderful and uplifting story about being a mom and a wife. And I think that you're just going to be inspired and so uplifted by what she has to share. Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sheila?
Good. Well, I wanted to kind of talk with you a little bit about being an adoptive mom and how that happened and why you made the decision to adopt.
Well, you know, I feel really blessed that the Lord actually just decided for us early on that that was going to be the way that our family was going to come together. My husband and I had been married about a year, and I had an ovarian cyst that ended up being quite large, and with some other medical complications, I ended up having an emergency hysterectomy at 23.
Oh, my.
So very soon on, as a newlywed, that decision was kind of made for us, and though at the time it seemed difficult, and we didn't quite understand, you know, why it all happened, and we had prayed, obviously, that that the Lord would, you know, heal me, and that it wouldn't come to that. But in hindsight, I really believe it is one of the greatest gifts the Lord has given us. So that's how we kind of got started. I came out of surgery, and my surgeon said, "I'm so sorry, we needed to do this." And my husband just looked at me and he said, "That, you know, that's fine. We're going to adopt children." And it was never a question. I really believe it was just total supernatural from the Lord. He just put it on our heart immediately that that's how he was choosing to bless us with children. And I feel very blessed that that's the way that he chose.
Praise God for that. That's just wonderful. Was it hard to do? Did you adopt a baby right away then, or?
Well, you know, from the beginning, that's what we kind of saw right away, that the Lord's hand was it, and he was kind of had some unique ways that our family started to come together. My husband and I actually met in youth ministry, so we really enjoyed working with youth already, and we knew we wanted to adopt, but we had also thought possibly of doing foster care, and that we would start ministering to children that were just in our neighborhood. And so we ended up going through, within the year, after I had kind of gotten well, we went through a private organization called House Ruth Ministries and put in our application. And at the time, we were very young. I remember the poor gal that worked with us was like, you know, you're only like 24 years old. But we just knew that this is the direction that the Lord was leading us. So we put in our application there to do a private adoption. And then we went to San Diego County and became licensed foster parents. And right away, my oldest sister had a neighbor who had a brother whose children were in foster care. And he desperately wanted them in a Christian family. And he actually asked if he could meet us, and we met with him, and he said, could you please, my children are in foster care right now, would you be willing to have them in your home? And this is a very, very unusual way to find out about foster children. And we kind of came about it in a roundabout and ended up calling and saying, you know, that there was two kids that we had some, you know, relationship with, would we be able to have them? And that is actually our oldest children that we adopted. And at the time, they were 18 months and 2 and a half. And once we went through all the paperwork and everything, we were able to have them in our home as foster children. And they quickly went up for adoption. And we just saw the Lord's hand in orchestrating that whole thing. It was really amazing. And soon after we got them, House of Ruth called us, and birth mom had picked us for a baby. So we went from no children to 3 children under 3 in like a 6-month period. It was kind of comical.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it, you know what? It was really neat the way that the Lord put that together. And what I consider just a foundational miracle for me, with our baby that we adopted, our Hannah, the Lord had really impressed on my husband and I that we were that he had a little girl for us and that her name was going to be Hannah. And when our birth mom had picked us, she said she was having a boy, which was so cute. And we both knew, no, you're having a girl, and her name's Hannah. But the interesting thing was, I had had my hysterectomy on January 29th, and it was a little bit still of a day for me at the beginning that was a little bit difficult. Just, you know, it just was kind of this day that it would kind of come and go, but I definitely knew that was my day that I had, you know, had that in. My Hannah was born on January 29th.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know the Lord is so good. He took that day that was a potentially a day of mourning for me and turned it into one of the joyous days that we celebrate every year of our life. And that is so how our Lord works. He takes our sorrows and turns them into joy and something for His glory. And I was so blessed right off firsthand as we started kind of this journey of the Lord putting our family together of just His love to just have that day, just right off the bat, have that day be something of joy.
What a wonderful, wonderful testimony of the Lord's love for all of us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what a blessing. Well, so now you have three.
Right.
And I know you have a few more than three right now.
We do. We do have more than three. We have been blessed with 12 children. And each one of them has just been an absolute miracle from the Lord. And, you know, my husband and I truly believe no matter how a child comes to your home, whether it's by a lot, whether you birth your children or you're a stepmom and you're blessed with, you know, more children, it's a miracle. I really believe that. I believe through adoption or however the Lord places a child in your home, it is nothing short of a miracle. And we have seen that firsthand in each one of the ways that our children has come to our home. We are blessed with four groups of siblings, and then a few of our children aren't siblings, but we do have sibling groups that we've been able to adopt, and that's been just the passion of our heart too, that as a family we are together, but also as our children have individual, you know, blood relatives, we want to make sure that they never have to be separated from them if all possible. So some of the way that our family has grown is being able to keep some of our sibling groups together.
So when you adopt a sibling group, is there any problem with them feeling like they're a family, the two or three of them, but their adoptive family isn't really family? Have you ever had any experience with that?
I have not. You know, the funny thing I've seen, the only thing I've seen that's been kind of funny, is sometimes my siblings are harder on each other. It's really funny. Kind of, you know, if they have similar temperaments or little personality quirks, they'll kind of ride each other a little bit about that. But no, you know what, and I really believe that's a testimony to God's goodness. And we have been asked that question before just by families who are adopting. I think there's a few reasons possibly why. Of course, it's totally God, but also we are the siblings that we have adopted have come one at a time, except for our two little ones that we started with who came together. For instance, two of my children who are now 11 and 12, they are siblings, but my daughter, we came to our home first, and then a couple years later, we were able to adopt her brother, our other son. So I guess what I'm saying is our children have come kind of one at a time, which has been a little bit unique, even though we have sibling groups.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the whole family has kind of celebrated a new brother or sister in the family. It's never, even though they know, like I have three little boys. My four youngest boys, three of them are related,
mm-hmm.
but they've come one at a time. And so even though I've got these three little ones at the end that are, biologically related, my fourth little guy who's smack dab in the middle, there's really no difference, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So they have a chance to kind of integrate into the family all as on their own, which makes them a little, yeah.
It does, and that's the way the Lord's chosen to do it, and it's so we have not seen that to be a problem at all. They do understand who has the same birth parents, and doesn't seem to be an issue at all.
Do the kids, any of them, have contact with their birth parents on an ongoing basis?
No, they personally do not, but we do. And what my husband and I have decided is best is we are completely open to any of our birth parents calling us at any time and checking on the kids or asking questions or just if they want to check in. And we do mail pictures. Like at Christmas time, we send a Christmas picture, and any other time during the year, if they want a picture, we will send a picture. And we found that to be the best way to keep contact that is also helpful for our birth parents. And you know what? I think it would be helpful to explain that there is several different ways that we've adopted, and our interaction with our birth parents actually is different in those different ways that we've adopted. And my husband and I have done adoption through San Diego County. We've adopted several of our kids through San Diego County, eight of our children. But we've adopted three of our children privately through private adoption. And then one of our dear ones is international, and then one of our children is interstate.
Wow.
So, and actually the interstate one is actually county, but he's from a different state, and it's actually a totally different process,
mm-hmm.
even though it would still be considered county. So because of that, our interaction with our birth parents is slightly different based on a little bit the way that we adopted.
Sure, I can understand that. Now, I know that in some situations, adopted children can have special needs just because of whatever they went through in earlier foster care homes or other kinds of situations. Have you had to deal with anything like that?
Yes, definitely we have. We have a son who had a brain injury,
oh.
and he is just the joy of our life, and the Lord has worked mightily in his life, and he is doing good, but his strides would be a little bit different than maybe another child his age.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's been exciting to see the Lord work in his life, and at the same time, difficult for us to have him overcome an injury that was not a birth injury.
Yes,
so.
Something he couldn't control.
Right.
Do you have any scripture passage that really speaks to you in this whole experience of parenting many, many different children?
Yes, I have a couple.
Okay.
One of them is definitely Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And I cannot tell you how many thousands of times my husband and I have been on our knees pleading for wisdom.
Yeah.
And God is good. He is so good and so faithful. And he does answer in our time of need. And he does make a way when we think there is no way. And there has been many situations with many of our children that are completely out of our control, that we would like circumstances to be different, that we're not sure what is best. And God has been faithful through counsel, through his word, just in a variety of ways, given us understanding or given us direction. with our children, like any parent, as you're pleading for direction, you know, God has been very faithful. And that verse has been particularly comforting to me, too, also, because there has been times we've stepped out in what would probably look like insanity to the world. And just trusted that this is what the Lord was leading us, and that we know that, that, you know, us staying near to the Lord and fearing Him in a godly way, that He may be directing us in ways that don't make sense, and yet it's the Lord's wisdom, you know.
And
so,
it turns out to be the perfect thing to do when you look back on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though it would look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, that really is really inspiring to me. I think about how you just do breakfast for 12 kids without losing your mind and walking out of the house in your underwear. I mean,
right.
it's
And
just...
I won't say that hasn't happened, but well, and you know what? The Lord is so gracious to us. He doesn't just hand us, you know, a whole thing at one time. He is so good. He really ministers to us and grows us, so to say, into what He is doing. And, you know, we started with 2 children and then very quickly 3. But the way that our family has come together has really been one step at a time. One step of faith at a time. It hasn't been that the Lord, you know, handed us 12 children one day and said, you know, go raise a family. It has not come together like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's come together very much in the dark of the night with my husband and I weeping before the Lord, praying for kids that the Lord has brought into our path. Each one of our children has been brought, really uniquely brought to us, and we have gotten a call regarding, which has been just wonderful to see God move in the lives of children. And
mm-hmm.
then we feel so blessed to be able to be used in this way. He's given us a gift, and He gave me a vision many years ago of standing with open hands, and very much has shown me that our children are really His and a precious gift from Him, and
mm-hmm.
we are to hold them with open hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are very much His. And
yes.
So, you know, we definitely don't have all the answers or have it all together and haven't done it always perfectly right by any stretch. But one child at a time, He has shown Himself faithfulness, you know, faithful to them, and then also just encouraging my husband and I too.
Praise God.
And
praise
forward,
God.
Forward, you know.
Now, do you help other adoptive moms, or are you like a mentor for them? It would seem like that would be perfect for you because you have so much wisdom in this area.
We definitely are open for any. We definitely get called through, you know, church or friends, or if somebody has somebody they that wants to adopt, we definitely are available to talk, you know, to talk when people have questions about adoption. So in that regard, yes, we do. It's my favorite subject, you know. So it is something that I really enjoy. If anybody even says anything about children or adoption, I have to be careful not to pull out my soapbox and go into a 45-minute spiel on the joy of adoption, you know.
Yeah,
have to really listen and, you know, hear what it is they're asking. So, yes, I do enjoy sharing about adoption. You know, I do have a lot of little ones. I am home a lot. Predominantly, I am, you know, in the trenches like all moms with diapers and bottles and little ones and school and, you know. So that's predominantly where most of my work is. But I definitely enjoy speaking to women and talking one-on-one about adoptions and adoption and, you know, just women in general with their concerns with family. And the Lord has opened the doors just to be able to share with women who actually have infertility issues too.
Yeah.
I know that can be huge. And I feel very blessed that the Lord has allowed, you know, me to see this as a gift. And I know when I originally found out that we couldn't have children, that was my biggest prayer to the Lord, that this would not define me, but that this would be a joy for me, mm-hmm. and that that He would use it for something way bigger, you know, that I wouldn't be an old lady hosing children off my front lawn, you know, would be a joyful, godly woman that would be used in whatever capacity for His glory. So
it sounds like that's exactly what's happening. Would you like to leave your phone number for women who are out there listening that would like to talk to you about, maybe they're, looking at adoption, or they already have an adopted child and need some, wise counsel?
Sure. I would be more than happy to. And also my email address.
Okay.
I will say with my email, I'm not one of those people that is on like three times a day on email. I definitely get to my email every day, day and a half. So I'm semi good with email.
Okay. Okay.
But it is a great way to contact me if they can't get a hold of me by phone.
All right.
So I will tell you my email address, and our email address is the, and then the number 12, Hedgers. So it's the 12 Hedgers, Hedgers, at cox.net. And then my home phone number is area code 619-461-0661. And my husband is Greg, and it's Greg and Holly.
Great. You know what you need to do next? In your spare time, write a book.
Oh.
This is such a wonderful story.
God is good.
Well, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful story, and you certainly are a wonderful testimony to His love and His wisdom and His timing. You really are, you and your whole family. It's just been lovely talking to you and inspirational talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time, Sheila, and pray that the Lord blesses your ministry also, and thank you for your encouraging words. You know, sometimes as moms, we are home just doing the dishes, looking out the window, and it is amazing that God meets us.
Yeah.
Well, where we're at.
Thank you so much for being here with us, and we'll have to have you on again.
Oh, thank you so much.